We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will. Teresa, there's a lot of inaccurate information out there on the website and other areas of the world talking about what's actually going to happen once these COVID-19 vaccines are administered. And you would probably like to take this time to kind of refute some of those fallacies, right, Teresa?
So the vaccine has been well studied and well vetted. There's been actually more people studied in the clinical trials than with many other vaccines. The vaccine is not live, so it can't make you get COVID-19, which I know is one of the things that's out there. I heard yesterday, I think, that someone had said it will change your DNA, and that's not possible. One fallacy, I guess, was that the federal government is injecting microchips into us so they can tell where we're at, and that is certainly not true. The vaccine has been proven to be safe and effective. They're saying 90 to 96% effectiveness. So people who have been exposed to COVID and have taken the vaccine have not developed COVID. There are many educational opportunities on the Department of Health website. There's a very good webinar done by Dr. Paul Carson, who's an infectious disease specialist and works with the Center for Immunization Practice at NDSU in Fargo, where he explains specifically how many people were in the clinical trials, what happens with the vaccines as they are in your body and they develop antibodies. That really helped reassure me that the vaccine is safe, and I will certainly take the vaccine as soon as it is available to me.
Tell us how it works with the antibodies. It sounds like it's similar to the flu vaccine, but I'm not, you know, I'll let you, how does that work?
And I'm not a vaccine expert, but it's a protein that's injected into your body, and it makes your body build antibodies against that protein. So then it will not allow you to develop the disease. As I said, in that one webinar, Dr. Carson explains it very succinctly and clearly in layman's terms for anyone to understand. So I would certainly recommend that you go to the Department of Health website and view that webinar. There's also a frequently asked questions document that I'm trying to circulate to try to provide that reassurance to the general public that the vaccine is safe and that we should be feeling good about getting the vaccine to try to decrease the spread of COVID-19.
And I'd heard somebody else say something about monkey tissue being involved in one of the vaccines. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, one of the vaccines that is down the road, there is, I don't remember exactly what, it's chimpanzee something that's in it. I can't tell you exactly what that is either. The first two vaccines that are coming are definitely not with the chimpanzee piece. And the research that's been done on them, those are the two that are being approved by the FDA right now. And that's what we will be getting in the next few weeks.
Then when they come out, I think obviously we know that healthcare workers and, you know, the protocol there and folks in the long-term care, yeah, are going to receive it first. And have they given you any indication as to when you might receive the vaccine, folks in Barnes County?
Well, what I was told at a meeting yesterday was, and it changes daily, just depends on where things are at with the manufacturing and just distribution of the vaccine. But what I was told yesterday was that North Dakota should receive about 8,500 doses the week of December 14th. That will be allocated to the larger hospitals first, the referral hospitals, so that the emergency room providers and such are immunized first. Then it looks like we should start to get vaccine in Barnes County probably the week of December 21st.
Is there anything else I forgot to ask you that you'd like to add that I forgot to ask?
We really are shooting for immunizing 70% of the population to reach that herd immunity to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
All right, there's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator.